Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My show member can. 30 seconds is what one of you will have to name as many things from a given category that you can think of. If you get one wrong, it's okay. But you have to name that number of things. So if it was name colors and you said rutabagas and the Empire State Building, those would not count against you as long as you still named the number of colors that you said you could.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Hot wings?
Yes.
How many of the 10 most common strip mall stores can you name?
Oh, strip mall.
Strip mall?
Okay. Most common. I would say five.
Five? Okay.
You mean just mall?
Not like strip malls.
Strip mall. Yeah, you know, like a strip mall.
Yeah. You remember when I used that other word?
But those are oftentimes different in every place that they have them.
That's why I said the 10 most common, Joe.
Okay, I am out.
I could do six.
Okay, you can?
Kelly?
I could do seven.
No!
Yeah, I think I'm going to be out on that.
Okay. Steve, can you do eight?
I don't think I could do eight.
Kelly,
I got
seven
you.
Common strip mall stores. On your mark, get set, go.
TJ Maxx, Home Goods.
Two.
Old Navy, World Market,
no.
Sierra Trading Post, mm-mm. Sally Beauty Supply,
yes.
Horizon, three. Five Guys, always in a strip
five.
Mall.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Always. Jeez, dang, this is harder. Oh, DSW, Nordstrom,
yes.
That's a good one.
I think you did it. You're way over.
What?
You got to go pharmacies, like, too. You got to go Walgreens,
pharmacies.
CVS.
Oh,
yes.
Those
yep.
are always standalone.
There's
gold
always,
stores.
Not always, Joe.
There's always a Chinese restaurant.
I'll bet they are.
I thought you actually had a list of the 10 most popular.
No, that's not a thing. No.
Oh, now well, it's not
oh,
a thing.
Oh, yeah, now it's not a thing. Because oh. Kelly's just rattling off what's at, like, the center
strip
point
malls?
Mall.
You mean the strip malls? Yeah, yeah. The yeah. point.
Well, I can yeah, name I all done of them those, at that but, strip mall, but yeah. that doesn't mean that's common altogether.
You should have tried.
You miss yeah. all the shots you don't take,
yeah,
Gretzky Jr.
I would have said Dollar General, General Dollar, Karate Store.
Yeah, right?
I would have accepted all of those.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't.
Donnie's Low Main.
Yeah.
Yes.
Liquor Store.
Buy Here,
yeah.
Pay Here,
yeah.
Work Today.
Yeah, Bill's Tobacco.
Oh, yeah.
True.
I would have accepted all of those.
I didn't. Well, if next time, if the category could be generalizations of strip malls,
yeah.
then I'm your guy.
I do feel like I did say some pretty big stores, though, that are in strip malls.
Yeah, you did great.
Thank
most
you.
Of those aren't always in strip malls.
Joe.
Name a TJ Maxx that stands alone.
Well, a lot of times those those anchor real malls.
Oh. yeah, actual malls.
Abraham Lincoln said a TJ Maxx that stands alone is doomed to fall.
Yeah, exactly. That's why there's always a Home Goods and an Old Navy attached to it.
Now,
Joe, yeah.
How many made-up inventions that failed can you name?
Oh, I'll start at 5.
Steve, how many made-up inventions that failed can you name?
6.
Kelly?
7.
8.
No one wants to do the Joe thing where you go, those could be different everywhere. Joe, how many can you do? More than 8?
Yes, I could do 9.
Okay.
I could do 10.
Kelly?
I'm out.
Hot Wings?
I can do 11.
Joe?
12.
Hot Wings?
I'm out.
Kelly, I mean.
Steve.
Steve is the other person that works here.
I'm out.
Steve is out. I knew you were going to say that. I didn't. Hot Wings.
What? Joe, was that 12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear Joe's.
Okay, 12 made up failed inventions. On your mark, get set, go. Oh.
The electric book.
That's a Kindle.
No. Yeah, that's a Kindle. That is a
that's
real
a thing.
Fine.
So far, you're at 0.
The open hatched submarine.
That's a boat.
Oh, yeah, that's a boat. Boats go underwater. No, a boat is a convertible water car. Okay, fine.
So the first thing you named was one of your favorite things.
an
electronic book.
Hey, what do you say? It's
an e-book.
It's cyber money.
Oh, they do call them e-books.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they definitely do. Oh, man.
Fine. The powerless e-book reader. Oh, man. You're right. The first thing I did was do that.
Cakes in a pan. Burgers fam.
That really got me. That's a Kindle. Oh, man.
Oh, God. So, did I get
any? No.
12?
No, not one.
I did get one.
You did? Which one?
A hatchless submarine. And maybe I said another thing. I'm not really sure what happened in the past minute.
Wait, did you say hatchless?
Yeah.
So it's just a metal tube you can't get into?
So it's a submarine.
Or one that just
you
sinks
said failed
water
inventions
gets into
that aren't real, right? What did you do?
Yeah, no, you're right. That was a good one.
No, that one was solid.
I forgot that it was failed. Joe, so I started criticizing your idea. Joe, that's a stupid idea. Joe, I would like to apologize. I want to apologize to you.
I think we were hoping for more things like butt hair curlers and things, though, rather than e-books and submarines.
We might have gotten to that. I don't know, because you guys just started yelling at me.
You're right.
And
you
also,
know what? You're right. Let's give you another shot. Okay. While you're still
all right,
feisty.
Here we go.
And
all
if
right.
you did
get
want
set,
regular
go.
Inventions, I can do. Which? What is it? What's the topic? Is
same.
It real
same
inventions?
One.
Same. Go.
Fine. Butt hair curlers.
Good one.
Yeah, that's right.
The Jell-O-Copter.
Oh, there you go. I'll take that one. Let's see. An unhangable poster. googly eyes for your knees.
4.
A shoe hat. The hat that's a shoe. guitar tie.
Anti-donuts. Okay, a guitar tie is a great idea.
I bet it exists.
No, it doesn't. Piano tie exists.
Oh, you're right.
Guitar tie failed. I know because I own guitartie.com.
From Nashville.
Well, it's not what you're thinking. It's not a necktie for you. It's a tie for your guitar.
Oh, wow.
That's a good
for
idea.
The guitar.
In case, you're going somewhere classy. Yeah.
Guitars have necks.
Shred in a nice place.
We were also looking for grundle perm and cordless extension cords.
Oh, I just thought of one. Gary's pubes in a bag. You buy it for the pubeless.
That's an invention?
Oh, it's a failed one.
It's the pube patch.
Bagged pubes. I guess it's a marketing invention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a marketing invention. All inventions are marketing inventions. If you market them.
If you can't market them, what's the point? Yeah.
Steve. Right now we're looking for Garys who can grow pubes to farm.
Yeah. The world's worst buffet. How many foods can you name that would be found on it?
8.
Kelly.
9.
Hot wings.
I'm out.
Joe.
I'm out.
Steve.
10.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Steve, can you name 10 of the worst foods you would find
on
the worst buffet in the world?
Yeah.
On your mark, get set, go.
Mud.
That's
ants,
a good food.
Bees. living fish.
4. Okay.
Okay. Just leaves.
5. Just leaves. I'll have some more just leaves, please.
Yeah, that's sad.
Grass clippings.
My favorite restaurant.
6. Stones.
7.
Pebbles.
Mm. That's a lot like
seaweed.
Mm-hmm. 8.
Salt water.
Delicious.
9.
Toast with poop on it.
10. There you go.
Just in time.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's a bad buffet. Salt water and poop toast.
Yeah, everything before that seemed delicious.
Yeah. Like, can I get some of these bag of leaves to go?
Do I put
eat it here?
Do I put the rocks on the leaves? How do I eat here?
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.